independent and impartial.
In the headlines at 10, COSATU says Matrix should consider technical colleges and Iran ends military action against the United States.
SABC News, independent and impartial.
Good morning. COSATU General Secretary Bekin Chalinshali says Matrix should consider enrolling at technical colleges to acquire scarce skills that can guarantee them jobs. This after Basic Education Minister Angie Motshekga yesterday announced that the 2019 Matrix pass rate had for the first time breached the 80% threshold. And Chalinshali says universities are not the only viable option for students to pursue a higher education.
The mentality of our young ones is that they need to go to university. That is not where we need people most. We need people most in the technical field, in the colleges, and many people who are, have qualified and chosen the right careers in the TVET colleges are being absorbed by the economy. In fact, there's a deficit in that issue. So we'll appeal to students to think quite carefully.
ANC President Cyril Ramaphosa says the land dreams and aspirations of the ANC's first Secretary General Solomon Plaatje will be realized. He was speaking at the West End Cemetery in Kimberley this morning, where he laid a wreath at Plaatje's grave. This forms part of the ANC's celebrations of the January 8th statement this Saturday. National Union of Metal Workers NUMSA has expressed anger at the constant load shedding by Eskom. It says every December and January, the power utility plunges the country's economy into crisis. NUMSA says load shedding costs the country billions of rands. Iranian state TV says at least 80 Americans have been killed in attacks involving 15 missiles launched by Tehran on U.S. targets in Iraq. Iran says it launched the attack on U.S.-led forces in Iraq in retaliation for a U.S. drone strike on Iranian military commander Qasem Soleimani. Here's the BBC's Nick Bryans with the story.
Facing the biggest foreign policy test of his presidency, the question for Donald Trump is whether to continue the cycle of escalation or whether to show more circumspection. After repeatedly threatening he'd retaliate if Iran attacked, his initial response to the rocket strikes was surprisingly low-key. All is well, he wrote on Twitter, adding so far so good when it came to the assessment of casualties and damage.
Meanwhile, Iran says its military action against U.S. air bases in Iraq has concluded after around 15 cruise missiles targeted three separate U.S. installations in retaliation for America's assassination of Soleimani. The Iranians say they're not seeking an escalation of the crisis with Washington. Here's reporter Kate Fisher.
The country's foreign minister said Iran's military response had concluded, and he called the action proportionate. At the White House, where just hours earlier Donald Trump had issued this threat.
If Iran does anything,